For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. A U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement approved by Israel and Hamas took effect on Friday, October 10 at noon. The agreement stated all military operations, including aerial and artillery bombardment and targeting operations, will be suspended. In addition to a ceasefire, the first phase of the agreement included a gradual Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, an exchange of captives, and the entry of life-saving aid into the Strip after months of blockade. So far, Hamas has released all 20 living Israeli captives, and Israel has freed around 2,000 Palestinian detainees. This leaves more than 9,000 Palestinians held in Israeli jails under brutal conditions, and many without charge. Hamas has also released 4 among the 28 deceased bodies of Israeli captives. 4 days after the ceasefire came into force, Israel violates the agreement by killing 7 Palestinians in Gaza in 2 separate attacks. And although aid trucks began to arrive, the Director General of Hospitals in Gaza, Mohammed Zakoud, told Al Jazeera that Israel is preventing the entry of medical supplies and medicines, an urgent priority among the resources they are calling for. On Tuesday, October 7, thousands of students across Quebec walked out of their classes and gathered in front of Concordia University's Hall building to commemorate 2 years of genocide in Gaza. This was after more than 80,000 students voted to go on strike for Palestine. Concordia ended up closing the entirety of its downtown campus that day, and students marched all the way to McGill University, demanding divestments from their institutions. A few days before the strike, Concordia's Deputy Provost and Vice Provost of Student Life and Experience, Brad Nelson, sent an email to students stating that the blocking of classrooms and the concealment of one's identity is prohibited. He also proclaimed that the celebration of violence won't be tolerated. Nelson also concluded the email by providing a series of contacts students can reach out to in order to file a complaint, access mental care, as well as safety guidelines. Students for Palestine's Honor and Resistance, also known as SPHR, released a statement on Instagram responding to this email. They called it a projection of President Graham Carr's own actions. SPHR also highlighted that while Carr tried to portray students as dangerous, his administration continues to support the flow of weapons being sent to kill Palestinians in Gaza and hire private mercenaries trained by the IDF to assault students on campus. On Sunday, October 12, just 2 days after the start of the ceasefire in Gaza, prominent Palestinian journalist Saleh Al-Jafarawi was killed while covering Hamas security forces fighting members of the Dokhmash clan in Gaza City. According to Al Jazeera, a senior source in Gaza City's Ministry of Interior said that the clan is an armed militia affiliated with the Israeli occupation. They added that this militia was killing displaced people returning from southern Gaza to Gaza City. Al Jafarawi had been missing since Sunday morning. He still had his press jacket on when they found his body. Back in January, Al Jafarawi told Al Jazeera that he had received many threats from Israel because of his reporting. His last living will and testament has been published on social media and translated from Arabic to English. In an excerpt, he wrote, quote, "The truth will remain a testimony against all who retreat, betray, or stay silent, and an honor for all who stand firm and supported among the most noble of men and dearest of people, the people of Gaza." Unquote. Since October 2023, Israel has killed more than 270 media workers in Gaza. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.